Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association, joins us for Southern California Lifestyles.
Phil, I'm really interested. And first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bobby, and to your sons and to your husband, your family.
Thank you. I was interested in something that you said earlier about New Year's Eve and people staying at home.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
I said that Maria and I on New Year's Eve went to a friend's house and they had on the Dick Clark thing.
Yeah, you know, Phil, I really think that, and I know you and Maria, and I know you're both wonderful people, but I really think that's destructive. And
what is destructive?
Steve, let me use Steve and myself as an example. Let me put this as the best way I can. We never stay home on New Year's Eve.
You never stay home.
We never stay home on New Year's. You'll never find us at home. Because, and I don't, we are active, we dance, we go to parties. I will do anything, Phil, than stay home on New Year's Eve. I will even risk drunk driving because I don't want to be a loser. And I really, Phil, and I mean all due respect to you, I really think anyone that stayed home and watched Dick Clark drop the ball on Times Square is a loser.
And whoa, man. I mean, that is harsh. You know, there's people who've got children.
Oh, I know all about. Phil, I have three sons. Please don't tell me about having children. There are things called babysitters. And there are things called sleepovers with other families. But you don't stay home on a New Year's Eve, especially when you are the president of a homeowners association that is desperately seeking newer membership. And we do have the showdown coming up on Wednesday night, a week from tonight.
And well, the showdown that you talk about is you don't want people staying home on New Year's Eve, and so you mandated that they go out for 2 hours. Is that right?
We sent a memorandum. I sent a memorandum as the president. And I simply said, Western States is looking for young families. We are looking for young families who are with it, you know. We want young families that are with it. We don't want the smell of hot chocolate coming up.
All right, I understand. Let's get to the letter that you sent.
We sent it was a memorandum, and we sent it saying, we are asking people to leave their homes for at least 2 hours on New Year's Eve so that Western Estates is a community that looks like it's with it, that looks like it's active, that looks like it has people that like to dance and go out and have a drink, for God's sake. Phil, we really had...
Well, you had a problem with a couple of people. People don't like being told what to do. I know, and you know, that...
Well, Janice Greeley and her husband, Ray, I asked them...
Yeah, those are the people I'm talking about.
I asked them what they're doing on New Year's Eve. She said to me they were going to stay home and watch Dick Clark. And I said, oh, my God. You know, Phil, you think you know someone...
What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry?
What's wrong with that?
What is wrong with that, Steve?
Well, Mr. Henry, we want to be with it.
We want to have a homeowners association.
Look, I want to talk to you and not Steve, okay?
We got to get young people to move in here, not old people. Hot chocolate. Like that.
We want a young community, Phil, and you don't have a young community of families moving in when you've got a bunch of losers sitting at home on New Year's Eve watching Dick Clark.
There's a reason why they call him Dick.
That's not funny at all, man.
Steve, I'll do that.
No, there is.
No, that's not funny at all, okay?
Steve.
What?
Steve, just... I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, well, you know what? If we're going to be adults, let's be adults. Dick Clark's been doing that for 31 years. What's so funny?
I don't know. I heard you mention his name, and then Steve, I started thinking what Steve said.
Well, let's be adults here, all right?
I'm sorry.
Let's just be adults. Dick Clark has been doing his thing on New Year's Eve for 31 years. People stay home and watch it.
We're losers.
So we can't have the image of losers. If you stay home on New Year's Eve, you're either on a budget, you've got a drinking problem, or you're a loser, or all three. And it,
well, you said something interesting. You're willing to risk drunk driving.
Well, first of all, if your blood alcohol is a little bit over the limit, you can sober up by rolling the windows down and lighting some cigarettes. So it's not going to be that dangerous. We'll have a couple of cocktails and drive to different people's homes. We wanted to go to the Marv Griffin party
Who's Marv Griffin?
Marv Griffin, who has the
Merv Griffin, I'm told.
Oh, Merv Griffin. He has the party at the Coconut Grove.
Well, whatever, okay? To call people to stay home on New Year's Eve. Anyway, I was watching Dick Clark, but I wasn't at home. What does that make me?
Well, Phil, I just think it's really strange, very odd, that you can't find a place to go dancing. You can't find a place to go to a party. You want to sit around like a loser who's got a drinking problem and not go out.
You know, it occurs to me that you're trying to make me angry.
No, I'm not.
There's a reason why they call him Dick.
And if you say that one more time, I'm hanging up on both of you. Understand?
Steve, don't.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Well, you got a problem there at Western Estates. You've got people who don't want to be told that they have to leave their house on New Year's Eve so that you look like you've got a with-it community. You also... Apparently, you guys gave alcohol to a elderly woman. Who's Doris Molin?
She's one of our seniors. Why do you ask?
Well, she was arrested for a DUI after running her car up onto a sidewalk in Woodland Hills. Your husband provided the alcohol.
She is well over 21, Phil, and Steve was simply trying to get her to be with it and not be a loser.
Well, she was diabetic.
I didn't know about that.
She's in a coma right now, right?
Phil, Doris took a stand for Western Estates. She went out, and she was with it. She had a drink. She went dancing. And she upheld an image for our community. Now, right now, Western Estates is desperately trying to shed this image of a bunch of losers that sit home and watch Dick Clark on New Year's Eve. We're trying to get younger families. And by getting younger families, we are going to have a community that's attractive. Property values go up. Hello.
And well, your property values are based upon a lot of things. And one of the things that it's based upon is how nice the neighbors are. And if you got a lot of carousing...
We're not talking about carousing.
Bill, we're not talking about carousing. Just going out on New Year's Eve, for crying out loud. Instead of watching Dick.
What did I tell you about...
Steve, don't do that.
Because if he does it again, I'm hanging up. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I want to say that I love Western Estates too much to have people think we're a bunch of losers that live here. And
don't they have the right to do what they want to do?
Of course. But the property values go down if people think that there is nothing but a pack of losers living here. And as president of the Homeowners Association, I think it's up to me. And I was very offended that we only had about 15% of people complied.
Well, when you say 15% of people complied to your memorandum, 15% of the people that live in your community left their homes and went out on New Year's Eve.
That is correct, and I don't know what that says.
Can I offer an opinion?
Yes.
Maybe it means that these are family people. They have children. They want to stay home and celebrate the New Year's with their children.
Not all of them have children, Phil, and my God... Can't a man and a woman go out on New Year's Eve instead of sitting in front of the TV set and watching Dick Clark? Can't a man and a woman have some time alone?
Don't you think there's 364 days out of the year that they can go out and have time alone?
And New Year's Eve, Mr. Henry, it's very romantic.
It's a very romantic time. When people sing Auld Lang Syne, should old acquaintance be forgot and never be denied? Should old acquaintance be forgot? Auld Lang Syne, and then you turn to the man that you love, and you give him a kiss. Oh, sweet Christ, it's romantic.
Well, I suppose that it is.
Instead of watching Dick.
Phil, the only Dick I want to know about on New Year's Eve isn't the guy on TV. I'm talking about...
Can we grow up now?
I'm sorry?
Can we grow up? Can we stop with the references? 1-800-449-8686. So if you stayed home, according to Bobby Dooley, if you stayed home on New Year's Eve to watch Dick Clark, you're a loser. Here's Liz on the Phil Hendry Show. Liz, go ahead.
Hi. I was just in the car, and I was driving, listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm completely speechless. I can't understand how this person can come out and say something like, being home with your loved one or whatever, even being at someone's house with your loved one, whatever you're doing together on New Year's makes you a loser.
What's wrong with going out and dancing?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But that's everyone's prerogative. Some nights I feel like going out. Some nights I feel like staying in. And to sit there and call someone a loser is absurd, and to have to call people names.
I'm simply trying to get people motivated because it really hurts the property values of the community when everyone is sitting at home having hot chocolate on New Year's Eve. What happened to the with it crowd? The people that like to dance and be with it. Young families are attracted to that.
Well, they don't have to prove themselves by going out on the one night.
Dick Clark.
Oh, my God.
It's not about Dick Clark. It's about being with people you care about, wherever the heck you may be. It doesn't matter.
Who did you watch on New Year's Eve?
No, I was out with friends.
Oh, thank God.
There are times, however, that I do, you know, want to be home with friends. I'm from New York. I'm in Florida now, and I've passed through Times Square.
However, it's a lot of fun.
And I don't understand how you could sit there and call people names like that.
Well, I think the reason why, it's very simply this. One night out of the year, New Year's Eve, get up, go out, dance, get some blood running through your body maybe for the first time in your life. You know, but most of the people that stay at home on New Year's Eve, Liz, don't have the money. They have drinking problems. It's really sad. Really, really sad.
Well, exactly. If it's so sad, then you shouldn't be calling the names like that. Those people, you know, for whatever the reason is, unfortunately.
But it appears as if they're losers. That's what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is get up, go out, even if you have a drinking problem, one night out of the week.
No, wait. People with drinking problems, they drink. It's very serious.
Not just one night.
What?
Not just one night.
Well, if a person's an alcoholic...
So what we are suggesting, even alcoholics can have a drink one night out of the year.
Well, I don't think you're right.
No, you can't. And it beats being looking like a loser.
Well, I don't know that I don't know anything about it. I don't know that that's the case.
No, Phil, we have in our community probably 6 or 7 people who are admitted members of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I said, what's wrong with going out on New Year's Eve and having a drink?
Because alcohol, from what I've been led to believe, for alcoholics, is...
Either that, Phil, or you look like a loser.
And you look at it like Dick.
Wait a minute. Alcohol for alcoholics is poisonous. They can die.
Not from a drink. No way. No way.
No, Phil, not from one drink.
Yes, because if a person's an alcoholic, it sets up a craving. They have more.
No, I think you're misinformed. I think one night out of the year, New Year's Eve, even the people who perhaps have had a serious alcohol abuse problem and have had monetary problems or domestic abuse problems as the result of that, one lousy drink on New Year's Eve isn't going to kill him.
Will you knock it off with Dick? I think you're wrong about alcoholics having a drink on New Year's Eve. I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association. They issued a memorandum asking people to leave their homes for at least 2 hours on New Year's Eve so they look like they are a with-it community with couples that go out dancing and drinking, and they're not a bunch of losers staying home and watching Dick Clark. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And then another thing we did is we went around to the homes of all the people that didn't go out on New Year's Eve, and we put Alcoholics Anonymous material in their mailbox.
Which is obviously can't go out on New Year's Eve, and I need it.
So what we're trying to do, and Steve's going to help with this, is he can get one of those AA meetings and help those people learn how to drink responsibly. The problem with alcoholics is they can't drink responsibly. They throw up. They fall down. They embarrass their families. They just look stupid. And
the problems with alcoholics is a lot more serious than looking stupid. And you guys are not going to get anybody to drink responsibly. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And just because a guy stays home on New Year's Eve doesn't mean he's an alcoholic.
Well, hold on for a minute. Wasn't that inspiring, you know?
Oh, come on. Don't be sarcastic.
No, that was so inspiring, Phil. It's wonderful to know that you know so much about everything.
I don't think you know Dick.
Yeah, that's ha ha ha. That's funny.
I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, that's real funny. Here is Bertha on the Phil Henry Show. Bertha?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Bertha.
Hi. I would like to say that to you all that you all are very sick because of the fact people go to church New Year's Eve.
Oh, who goes to church on New Year's
Eve? There's a lot of people. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that's very religious. They go to church.
What are they praying for?
And why y'all sitting there talking about people sitting at home watching Dick Clark? A lot of people, that's a tradition. A lot of people do sit at home and watch Dick Clark, and then later on they party.
Later on, you ain't got to go out to party nowhere.
You understand? You can stay at home and party and get drunk all you want to. Being out there in the street, it ain't
safe. New Year's Eve's a night for sin. It's not for church. You'll go to church on New Year's Eve. Everybody knows.
And then you making a joke about Dick Clark. You crazy, man. You is crazy.
Anybody say I'm
crazy?
I'm not going to watch Dick Clark.
I bet Dick Clark got more money than you. I bet he got more money than you.
I make a lot of money.
I bet Dick Clark got more money than you.
My husband makes a lot of money with his landscaping business.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, Bertha.
But,
and you know something? I think it's pathetic that you sit, you watch Dick Clark, and then you have a drink.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
You didn't hear
what
me
is
say,
that about?
I watch Dick Clark. I said, people.
What do you do?
I said, people.
What do you do?
Oh, what I do? I be at home. I be at home with my children because I have a family.
Don't you take them out for a drink?
I don't have
what do you mean, doesn't she take her kids out for a drink?
I clubs and party and all that. Man, please. That's why people die today because...
Bertha, you and your friends, the possums and the raccoons, they can party
you're
away with
Dick. You're the possum and the raccoon. Right. What the hell? I mean, you're the possum and the raccoon.
I don't...
You're talking to the right one.
Yeah, you know,
I ain't going to disrespect these people on
I'm
this TV show.
You.
I ain't going to disrespect
these
people.
We do not have wild animals.
But y'all sick. Y'all sick. Y'all
what do you mean?
Sick.
I don't understand. Y'all
wacko.
I don't
y'all wacko.
Y'all
Steve.
Wacko.
I had to say what I had to say. Good night.
Go watch some dick.
All right.
You need to grow up, man. You need to grow up.
You know,
you ain't even mature. How old
look,
you is?
You
how
all,
old you is?
You and all your
how
furry
you,
friends.
And you sick to let him talk like that. You sick, woman. I'm telling you right
you
now
and your
on
furry
the
phone
that
look
you
at,
is sick.
Ladies
you
and gentlemen,
sick.
I'm sick because I don't want to stay home and watch Dick Clark, who's 105 years old,
no,
and go out
I didn't
and have another
that.
Drink.
I'm saying you're making a joke about him, period.
Bertha, can I ask
that
you a question?
That man ain't did nothing to you.
Can
what
I,
Dick Clark did to you?
Let me ask
Dick
you a question.
Dick Clark ain't did nothing
when
to you.
When you want something to drink,
Dick Clark
do you go out to the still, or do you
that's
get out of the liquor
do.
Store?
All right, okay.
You must be
1-800-449-8686. Why do you antagonize people?
I am not antagonizing anyone. So
you most certainly are. Talking about don't go out and watch Dick and all this stuff. You and your furry friends, the possums and the raccoons.
Well, Phil, it was obvious that that woman was rural. And I don't think she understands the subtleties of urban life, of living where there are a wide variety of options concerning nightlife.
But, oh, what difference does it make whether you're going dancing down at a roadhouse or you're going over to Marv Griffin's club, as you call him?
What's wrong with that?
You don't even know his name.
I called him Merv.
No, you didn't. You called him Marv, Miss Sophisticated 2001.
Oh, my God, Steve, he said 19, and then he said 2001.
Hey, buddy, you got to get the year right.
Oh, well, I made a mistake.
The year is 2002.
Really? Glad you guys got a calendar. It must come with that wildly successful landscaping business you got.
You know, your sarcasm masks your sadness at watching Dick Clark on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'm very depressed about that. I'm very happy that you've called so that I can unburden myself, my manic, depressive, my bipolar, freaked-out brain over the fact that I was watching Dick Clark on New Year's Eve.
Well, Phil, you can make a joke out of it.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And for you to go around giving out Alcoholics Anonymous information, so anybody that stayed home on New Year's Eve is obviously a drunk.
You name it, we claim it.
What's that mean, I name it, you claim it?
You're right.
You're right, Phil. And if you've got a drinking problem, Phil, then...
I don't have a drinking problem. I was at a friend's house. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I'm just saying it's going to be a cold day in hell before Steve and I stay home on New Year's Eve in our sweatpants, toasting each other with a mug of Bud on our Lazy Boy recliners. You can shoot me now if that day ever comes.
Plus, we're watching Dick Clark.
Yeah, you got a real thing about watching Dick Clark, don't you?
We go out and we party.
We're with it, Phil. We're part of the young crowd, and we're with it.
And what you're doing is, you could be as with it as you want, running around and giving people Alcoholics Anonymous information and saying there's nothing wrong with them having a shot of booze on New Year's Eve.
Well, it's either that, or we lose some $100,000 to $200,000 of equity in our home. Because
how are you losing equity if people think there's a bunch of losers living in there who watch Dick Clark on New Year's Eve? I don't give a crap what my neighbors do.
Do you live in a gated community?
Do I live in a what?
Do you live in a gated community with the Homeowners Association?
No. Is there some difference?
Yeah, it's a gated community. You don't even live in a gated community.
Phil, you're hardly in a position to understand what it's like to live in a gated community with a bunch of losers who live on the same street. Steve and I are with it. We're with it. We go out and we dance.
We rent a limousine, too.
That's another thing that we do. We rent a limousine on New Year's Eve.
Ooh, really?
You're so jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I couldn't give a sweet Jesus whether you rent a limousine or not. Nowadays, everybody rents limousines.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. Everybody can rent a limousine.
No, we rent a limousine, and you're just jealous because you can't.
I don't give a crap.
Steve wears a tux. All right, when we go out, we're with it.
Oh, well, Steve wears a tux. I'd rather swallow hydrochloric acid than wear a tux.
Yeah, you can't even afford it.
I could go down to any tux rental place, man, and get some cheap-ass-looking penguin suit and put it on for New Year's Eve. Big wow.
But you can't get a limousine.
Personally speaking?
Yeah.
I hate limousines. I think they're claustrophobic and they suck.
That's very easy to say when you're not with it and can't afford one.
Okay, well, whatever, lady. All right, here is Connie on the Phil Hendry Show. Connie, go ahead. Connie? Connie? Jesus, that lady just was there a minute ago. Here is, I don't know who this is, Ernie?
I think it's Emmy.
Emmy, go ahead, Emmy. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
First of all, for you, don't argue with people that there's no point arguing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Dooley, you are a dangerously misinformed woman.
Are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you. You know something? Well, I've been listening to his show for probably 10 minutes. You sound like you're intelligent, but unfortunately, you're completely misinformed.
You know, when we enter a party, people look at us. Because
and
we
it's very
are
sad that
it.
That is the limit of your life. You have absolutely no concept of what living is.
I take
is.
My and wife out on New Year's Eve.
And first,
we get
I didn't
it.
Go out on New Year's Eve. I had my friends. I chilled. I didn't drink. I didn't
let's
need
look
to drink.
At, let's watch Dick Clark. Let's not forget that.
Not necessarily. I don't understand the whole Dick Clark
You don't
thing.
Come from America because you don't know about Dick Clark.
Exactly. I stayed home with
mm-hmm.
my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. It's ridiculously expensive as far as I'm concerned.
What is? Going out and getting a bottle of hooch and having a drink?
What? Hooch? What the hell's hooch?
Liquor. It's liquor. It's
well,
America.
Well, that's your own
yeah.
problem if you have
liquor,
a drinking issue.
And then you liquor.
Will you shut your crude freaking comments up, man, okay?
It's very, very
if
sad.
If it ain't about dick, it's about liquor.
Well, it's unfortunate that's the extent of how they know to enjoy life. Secondly, when you're talking about
Emmy,
alcoholism,
Emmy,
you,
just
know,
ask you
do
something.
Not know the first
Emmy, I
thing
need to,
about
I need
alcoholism,
I need to ask
Mrs.
you
Dooley,
something.
Or whatever your name is.
I need to ask you
I
something.
I don't know where you went
Did
to school.
The dingo eat
I
your
don't
baby?
Know what you've been reading, and I'm not even listening to you because nothing intelligent is coming out of your
she
mouth.
She asked if the dingo ate your baby. That's really funny. And I don't
well,
think
that's really
lady,
funny. That's Australian,
yeah,
idiot.
It's where?
That's Australia. You know something you really need to go... I don't think you probably have a college degree. So I suggest you go back to school, go and look at
Wait,
the atlas,
Mr. Hendry,
and know where the word dingo comes from.
In Australia,
okay?
They celebrate New
it's
Year's
Australia.
In the summer. They're not with it.
Isn't that where you're from?
No, she's British. I can tell she's British.
Oh, my God. These people, where do you get these people from?
In Australia, they celebrate New Year's in the middle of the summer, which is the most ridiculous thing.
And that is precise. Hello, Phil?
Yes.
Why are you talking to people who...
Let me say something here, Ms. Dooley. Australia in the Southern Hemisphere, yes, you're right. They celebrate the summer months fall during our winter, okay?
I don't understand.
Don't understand.
Why are you even...
Mr. Henry, I'd like to know at this time why you allow a foreigner to laugh at me.
What? Ouch!
Why are you allowing this woman from Australia or wherever she says she's from...
Because you're funny. You're so sad. It's funny.
I'm sad.
I'm trying to get
people with it.
So you don't realize that that in different continents there are different seasons. It just happens that December falls in their summer.
I said that you come from Australia and you're upset.
No, I wasn't upset.
When did you celebrate?
You said dingo. It just shows how silly and stupid you actually are.
I was making a joke and I asked when the dingo ate your baby.
Well, didn't sound funny. Well, very funny.
When do you celebrate New Year's?
The same as you. As far as I know, it's a Christian
calendar.
Well,
is it hot out or cold?
What do you mean? She lives here.
I'm about to piss myself laughing here. England, oh, my God. I can't, Phil, it's
yes,
a
ma'am.
Pleasure.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
no, lady,
you sound,
one
you
day call up
like
our
you
radio
have
show,
a brain.
You call up a radio show and make a fool out of yourself. That's your business. But what we're trying to do, go out and be with it and dance.
Go out and do what?
Dance.
Go out and dance. Yes, ma'am.
Would you consider
Henry,
who's been making a fool out of themselves in this?
Hey, ma'am. Good day, mate.
Now, you have to admit, that's funny.
What's funny about it? The woman isn't from Australia. If she was from Australia, maybe it would be funny.
What difference does it make? The accents are all the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not at all.
Oh, really?
Oh, Lord.
So you're telling me there's a difference between a British accent and an Australian?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The Australians say crap like fast as lagging and crap like that.
Oh, my
it's
God, you are pathetic.
It's not even that. There's a completely different accent.
Hey, put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, that's
what?
Actually
yeah.
one of the Australian
ha, ha.
Phrases. Ha, 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 ha. Good one.
Yeah, because
that
you're
is
from...
actually an Australian phrase, but Australians
okay.
speak completely
well,
differently.
Well, you know an awful
British.
Lot about Australia not to be from there.
What?
Any idiot knows where Australia is and that put another shrimp on the Barbie thing. That's been going around for years.
Exactly.
What do you mean faster as lagger?
Huh?
What do you mean, fasters, lagger?
That's the way they talk down there.
What do they say in England?
Yeah, I bet you don't know that.
I don't. Go ahead, say Foster's Lager, Emmy.
Foster's Lager.
It's
a beer, darling. It's a beer. It's Foster's Lager. Foster's Lager.
That's the way
this is
what
degenerating
the hell
into like a stupid conversation.
This is ridiculous, okay?
I can't really talk to these people because they just have nothing there.
Emmy, if you can't have a drink, then I would suggest that you stay home and watch Dick or whatever you do.
Nobody said one can't have a drink. You can have a drink. I can drink if I want to. It's just I chose not to on New Year's.
Hey, you ever watch that Australian rules football?
Why don't you shut up, okay? Thank you
Phil,
for your call, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
1-800-449-8686.
So a woman from Australia gets to make fun of us.
No, she's not from Australia still. She still comes from England.
Have another Faster's Lager.
Jesus, you need a drink, man. I'm going to need a drink after this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, before we went on vacation, we had Alf on the line. He was an Italian man who lives up in Ventura, and he was playing Secret Santa. Secret Santa meaning he was giving $100 bills out to the widows of World War II veterans who had recently died. And as we interviewed him, we found out a little bit more about what it meant to be a Secret Santa and what he expected from these women.
Phil Hendry, flashback.
This gentleman sounds like he's a complete scam artist. And if he is giving any
money
away, and I said, look, listen, let me have my minute, okay? I've been holding a long time. You sound like a lunatic, and I don't believe you're giving 5 cents to anybody.
I gave
this
them.
This is a perfect example of elder abuse if you are giving anybody any money and expecting something in return. That's not a charity. You don't have any kind of a charity.
I give these
you just
women.
Like to hear yourself talk.
Are you
talk
giving
about
them
$100?
Are you giving them $100?
Yes, I am.
In exchange for sex?
I want to know the name of the charity so that we can report him.
It's called a Secret Santa. I'm the Secret Santa. I do it with my neighbors. What do you mean?
Okay, that's great. We're going to look into this, and we're going to report you to elderly abuse.
Because you don't want an old lady having
it.
I'm a great lover.
It's against the law to give money to people and expect sex in return, and don't try to pretend that it's anything
but
that.
In other words, you don't like these women to be happy that they have a great lover as old women.
You know, as a typical woman abuser that you sound like,
you're very liberal. You're very liberal, aren't you?
No, I'm not liberal at all.
You sound like a liberal.
No,
everything,
I am not liberal. I am very, very conservative.
Everything's abuse. Everything's abuse.
That's right.
If you spit
on
the sidewalk, it's abuse.
That's right.
If you
You are using World War II and taking advantage of that great war and what the wonderful
men who gave their lives. They were great men.
And I'd like to know what unit you were in. Let's hear about your war experiences.
I was not in the war at that time.
Of course not. I knew that.
I bet you
were. You probably never served in the armed forces.
At the time, I was. You know something? I made a lot of women happy in my life.
You.
Because I'm considered to be a very great lover.
I'm really glad that you compliment yourself.
It's healing for these women to sleep with me.
I'm going
to
look into this charity, the Secret Santa.
I bet you wish this was the 70s, you liberal.
And turn you in.
You're
okay?
A Democrat. You sound like a Democrat.
And you shouldn't.
Whatever my political persuasion is,
has nothing to do with the fact
I bet you wish
that
it was
you
the
are
70s.
Taking advantage of women who really need our help and support.
They do get their
help.
I get
like
their
you
help.
Taking advantage of them.
What's wrong with me
more,
providing them with help?
You are nothing more than a rapist, okay?
Oh, God, what a liberal. What a liberal. I'm a rapist, yeah. Everything is rape. Everything's
That's
abuse.
Right.
I bet you, Maureen, if I went to your house
was you
and I fought
it. Called your mother up and said, here's $100 because we feel so sorry for you, and by the way, how about we go out and have a little fun in my car? How would you like that
if
for your mother?
If he was a good lover, I would appreciate him doing that.
You are such a liar.
No.
You're a liar about your
charity.
No, ma'am.
Oh, I lie because I don't agree with you?
You've never served in the armed forces, and I'd be willing to bet you're not even any part of any charity.
What unit did your father serve in?
My father served in the Air Force in World War II, and my husband is a multi-decorated Green Beret.
All right, then let me ask you this.
Who served in Vietnam.
If your husband died,
nothing but
if your husband died, wouldn't you want a man to be a good lover for you after he died?
You know something.
Wouldn't you want a man to give it to you good?
Would you watch how you're talking to this lady?
No, but after, if her husband died, wouldn't she want a man to give it to her good?
He couldn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Is your mother
a liar?
Is your mother still alive?
Crap. He hasn't given away 10
I
cents.
I gave away $10,000 to
you
these widows.
You haven't given away. You don't even have 10,000 pennies.
Why did she say to me that I was a great lover?
Why time on the air, and why am I even bothering
Does
with you?
Your husband wear his beret? Does your husband wear his beret when he gives you his Secret Santa?
I am not listening to you.
Look, you are a very rude man.
Insulting, rude moron.
No, this man, I give these women money, and she calls me insulting because I help women.
It's a flashback from before Christmas. The voice of Alf there was performed by me, as well as the voice in this preceding hour of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, performed by me here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Well, let me see. I guess I'll tell you about this little bit of a news story that we got. How do you pronounce that guy's name? That Moussaoui guy? Yeah, the guy who is going on trial for conspiring with Al-Qaeda. Now, his mother stood in front of the judge today and said that she didn't want her son to be a scapegoat. So it was another mother standing next to a boy who's standing in front of a judge, and he's been accused of what other heinous deeds, he might have committed. And I keep telling Maria the same thing, because we have three kids, three sons. I said, don't be one of these women that is standing next to your son in 10 or 15 years telling the judge what a good boy he is after they found heads in his icebox. Don't do it. And you know as well as I do, the three kids that we got, it's entirely possible. And then I say, I'm only kidding, but that's after she's hit me. So what is it with women? especially mothers. Your Honor, he's a good boy. We found a head in the icebox. How could he be a good boy? No, Your Honor, he was always a good boy, always called me. He drank the blood out of three women. He drank the blood. He lived on the blood of human beings for years. He lived in a box, and then he came out at night, and he turned into a bat, and he sucked blood. But he always called me. All right, he called you. He called you at night when the rates are lower. He always called you. It was only three women, Your Honor, with the heads in the icebox. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, well, you got a point there. He's a good kid. You're right. Let him go, bailiff. Mothers all over America. Every day, every week, every month, and I guess that would leave every year, stand in front of judges and go, he's a good boy. He, you know, is that some, it's a biochemical thing, I think. It's a woman is incapable of disassociating herself from her kids. She's incapable of standing and looking objectively and saying, you know what, you're right, he's a scumbag, put him away. It's unless she has been so, you know, victimized herself by the kid. But generally, she'll stand there to the end of the day, to the ends of the earth. She'll stand and say, but he was a great kid, and he... Look it, lady, the kid, like, you know, he's a cannibal. He eats people. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, he ate, like, five babies, all right? Well, but what about the cookbook? What about the cookbook? It's about how to eat a baby. But it was very... It was a good read. Well, all right, I'll give you that. Now, fathers, on the other hand, we got no problem. We got no problem. We'll toss them to the lions in seconds. Here's an old saying, according to Craig Taylor, unless he's, you know, just giving me crap. Once you have a child, your heart lives outside of your body for the rest of your life. What the hell? Who said that? Dr. Frankenstein? What? that sounds ghoulish, my brother.
Like a mother.
A mother. Well, anyway, that lady was in front of the judge today, and she's saying she doesn't want her son to be a scapegoat. The scumbag pleaded. He didn't plead. He didn't enter a plea. I know, because he's standing in front of the corrupt American judicial system, which has it in for all African-American, Asian-American, Indian-American, Irish-American, colored-American, beige-American. And it's the worst judicial system in the world, unlike, for instance, let's say, Iran, where you can stand in front of the judge, and all they'll do is hack your testicles off if you got an erection. Or some such kind of progressive justice. Oh, anyway. You know, I've been getting my head into a really good place here. The new year is upon us. I've forgotten all about 9/11. I'm back to normal. How about you? Everything is just great in my life. And then the other thing that we did over the holidays, obviously, was have Christmas. And the best thing that I did was buy a trampoline for the kids. Now, let me tell you what was good about this. They're actually getting outside the house. See, kids that are into computers and video games, and you can't blame them because they're very cool to play. They got a GameCube, by the way, and they were on that thing, like, for hours Christmas Day. But I got this trampoline, and the guy set it up for me in the backyard. The kids are outside now. And it's an unusual thing because they're out there. See, this is what you meant by a day. Yeah, this is a day. Yeah, see, sun, clouds, it's a sky, and cheese. I never knew. I know you didn't know, but you can bounce up and down on that. But I ain't put it inside the house. If you think I'm putting that in the house, come on, put it in the house. We're used to going there. You can bounce up and down on the trampoline and go back into your hole, which is what they did, basically. They came out for about 5 hours, bounced their asses off up and down on that trampoline. And then, of course, I had to get up there and pretend that I'm with it, as Bobby would say. And I bounced up and down, and as I kind of catapulted myself off of the trampoline, my foot caught the metal frame. And I look down, and my baby toe is at, like, right angles to my foot. You got it. I broke my toe. And guess what? There's no cure. I just had to, like, put ice on it. Oh, are we done? My toe is.